You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Fire Service has launched a world-first initiative on Tuesday, a 360-degree and virtual reality experience called Escape My House, which the public can use to experience a real house fire firsthand and along the way learn why they need an escape plan. Just began by asking him about the project.
So basically it's a online virtual experience where the user gets to be placed safely inside a burning house and then has to use what they know already about an escape plan to make it to a safe meeting place like the letterbox outside or a big tree in the front yard.
Yeah, and how did you create the experience of a house burning?
So what we did was we had a derelict house donated to us here in Palmerston North, and then we worked in with FCB and set up 360-degree cameras, and then we actually set fire to a house properly and let it burn real time.
Cool. And what is the overall aim of this project?
So the overall aim is to get people thinking about having a safe meeting place, and the flow on to that is once I've got a safe meeting place, having an escape plan that's well rehearsed with at least two exits. You know, if one's blocked, I've got an alternative one, and it's making sure that they know it's second nature. It's too late to have to stop and think about it when it happens. You need to just be able to react.
Yeah, for sure. And what's the importance of a meeting place?
So unfortunately in past events, you know, we've had families who have gone out different doors and gone to different locations. So say mum might go to the letterbox and dad's gone to the back garage, and mm-hmm. when they've got outside they haven't been able to see each other, and one of them has gone back inside to find the other, and then subsequently that's normally unfortunately when someone doesn't make it out and we end up with fatalities.
And why do you think some households wouldn't have escape plans? Do you think it's, I don't know, laziness or confidence that they'll just be able to get out in a fire?
Yeah, so basically what we've got figures that say, you know, like most people think that they'll be able to just, when it happens, they'll just be able to react to it. They'll just go straight to the front door. But what they don't think about is the fire could be blocking off the front door, and that's when confusion sets in and things don't go how we want it to go.
Yeah, for sure. And do you think past deaths from house fires could have been prevented with escape plans and meeting places?
In certain circumstances, yeah, definitely. But not in, sometimes they're unavoidable.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely with well-rehearsed escape plans and meeting places, then yeah, definitely it's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. And what advice would you give people making escape routes in their house?
So we just say once the users have actually gone online and used the virtual experience, to go on and use the escape planner tool, which then allows you to go on your smartphone or tablet, whatever, room by room, checking off to make sure that you've got working smoke alarms, that you've got two escape paths, making sure that if the window is an identified escape route, that it hasn't been painted over or it hasn't got the safety latches on it, and you can clearly get to it and in an emergency.
Yeah, and how can people access the Escape My House experience?
So they just need to go to escapemyhouse.co.nz, and then it'll ask the user to put in their home address so that then links in at the end. When they get outside, they look back at the house and it's their house that's actually on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either use it through the Google Cardboard or any VR headset, or you can just use it in normal mode on your tablet or standard PC.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.